It is Friday, September 6, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from Nightbird Books, located on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Nightbird is a locally owned and operated bookseller with a cafe offering local coffees, baked goods, and brewed beer on tap. An events calendar and more located on the web at nightbirdbooks.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com discusses an unexpected auction involving two Arkansas banking firms and the latest construction numbers for the Fort Smith region and Northwest Arkansas.
Plus, Barrett Baber explains why the Stone County Jail was an inspiration for a song on his soon-to-be-released CD, and he'll play for us inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
First, Arkansas ranks second in the percentage of people with food insecurity, according to a report by the Department of Agriculture. That report says nearly 20% of Arkansans don't know where their next meal will come from. Tyler Lindsay with the Arkansas Food Bank says the perception of people struggling to provide food is often wrong.
One of the major misperceptions of it all is that these people aren't working. Actually, the majority of people who are on SNAP are in the workforce and work full-time jobs. They're supporting families of four. Some might be grandparents who are supporting grandchildren in the household. You know, a lot of these folks that are under it are, you know, hardworking Americans.
Lindsay says they're watching as Congress considers reducing funds for SNAP, commonly referred to as food stamps.
Of course, we are watching it because any sort of thing, any sort of cutting like that to SNAP cuts will only just increase the burden on us and the other food banks in the state and across the country, frankly.
He says the amount of food and volunteers needed at the Arkansas Food Bank has risen in recent years. They expect it to rise again this year.
This weekend, bow hunters will take to the Chaffee Crossing area to help thin the rampant deer population in the rapidly developing area of Fort Smith and Barling. In an interview with Ozarks at Large earlier this year, Corey Gray, the deer program coordinator for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, said that urban deer hunts like the one in the River Valley aren't open to just any hunters.
Those that apply have to go through an orientation. They have to go through different classes. They have to go through an urban deer hunt instruction class. They have to go through an international bow hunting course, and they have to take a proficiency test. And if they pass all those requirements, then they are awarded a permit to hunt in each one of the towns. So that's Game and Fish's role, is that we accept the applicants, we screen them to make sure there's no violations there enough to lose their license or hunting privileges. The Arkansas Bow Hunter Association has done an excellent job. They coordinate the proficiency test. They also work with the international bow hunting courses.
Last year, the Game and Fish Commission helped seven cities across the state hold urban archery hunts. Though Chaffee Crossing is within the most dense population area to hold an urban archery hunt to date, Gray said that safety is always of the highest concern with the urban deer seasons.
We always go into every hunt saying safety's first, hunting is second. When you look at the requirements of this hunt, it does deter a lot of the hunters. A lot of the hunters do not want to go through the requirements and the procedures to participate. But again, it's hunting in an urban area. It's safety is a top priority. So we're going to screen a lot of individuals, and we're going to set up a lot of guidelines. You've got to hunt out of a stand. You cannot hunt off the ground. You can only hunt in designated areas. You've got to case your bow. You've got to prove to us you can operate that weapon, that bow, and shoot it accurately.
95 bow hunters have reportedly completed the necessary applications and safety courses to hunt in the Chaffee Crossing season, which runs through January 31st.
The Arkansas Razorback football team will take on the Samford Bulldogs Saturday night at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. About 50,000 fans are expected. Stadium spokesman Danny Joe Crawford says many of the tailgating road hogs have set up their RVs near the stadium and that overall security will be tight for tomorrow night's game.
We've had some heightened security measures, you know, due to, you know, the Boston bombing, you know, and you know, ever since, 9/11, I mean, there's, you know, some new procedures. There's bag checks, you know, and things like that.
Crawford says tailgating begins at 6 a.m. with kickoff at 6 p.m. At last check, tickets were still available for the game.
Northwest Arkansas Community College yesterday formally continued a longstanding safety and health alliance with two government administrations. Representatives with the U.S. Department of Labor Occupational Safety and Health Administration and the Arkansas Department of Labor met with NWAC officials to renew the agreement between the three organizations, which has been in place since 2005. NWAC officials estimate that the collaboration has allowed between 8 and 10,000 workers to attend low-cost or free training conferences hosted at the college, conferences which are aimed at improving workplace safety and worker well-being.
The city of Fayetteville is receiving a little help in the battle against graffiti. Earlier this week, Fayetteville in Bloom, a community involvement organization, donated $1,000 in gift cards to the Fayetteville Police Department and Solid Waste Division to purchase paint and other supplies for painting more murals around town. According to the city, graffiti has been a problem, but the presence of murals should help discourage further tagging.
Also in Fayetteville, fall bulky waste cleanups begin tomorrow. The first of four scheduled cleanups will take place in Ward 1 at the Shaver Foods parking lot on South Beechwood behind the Randall Tyson Track Complex and at the Solid Waste and Recycling Facility on Happy Hollow Road. The bulky waste cleanups are intended for the disposal of large bulky items that can't normally be disposed of through curbside pickup service. Items allowed include large furniture and appliances, limited amounts of construction material, lawn mowers, hot water heaters, and plumbing fixtures, but household garbage and hazardous waste will not be accepted.
After five sets last night, the Razorback volleyball team lost to Kansas at Barnhill Arena. During the match, junior Meredith Hayes scored 22 kills and 15 digs, while senior Emily Helm matched her career high with 27 digs. To finish the home-and-home series, the Razorbacks travel to Lawrence, Kansas tomorrow afternoon.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 60 in northwest Arkansas to 69 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny with highs from 93 tomorrow in northwest Arkansas to 97 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 63 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 71 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.